Every couch of TalkSport studio monitor, huh? Smuggled through Miami airport, up the culo of a man dressed as a priest, and up from the ground, okay?
You cockroaches.
Nine, 10:53, and Mike Mendoza. Now, if you're a regular internet user or a fan of computer games, you may have heard of a new craze known as alternative reality gaming, a new style of game in which players follow cues and messages hidden in anything from websites, newspapers, and even radio programs in order to win an often unknown prize. The latest of these games, Perplex City, has a cash prize of £100,000. It's been running for over a year. Thousands of players have been recruited from all over the world to help find a mysterious cube or a sacred artifact stolen from Perplex City, a parallel universe only contacted by email. To explain more about the search, we're pleased to welcome Scarlett Kiteway, a resident of Perplex City, an editor of the ScarlettKite.com. Now, first of all, Scarlett, can you explain to our listeners why this missing cube is so important to your people?
Okay, so it's just got real historical importance to us. You know, if your Mona Lisa got stolen or Britain's crown jewels, it's really important to us culturally. Also, it's got some very strange properties. I don't really know a lot about this, but my dad, Sente, is head of the academy and they've been investigating it for years. I have to confess, I don't really know exactly what it does, and I'm not sure they know either. But, yeah, they want to get it back so they can carry on working it out.
OK, well, how did it go missing if it's so blooming precious?
Well, it got stolen. They still don't seem to know who took it. In fact, they don't seem to have any leads at all. They have an event every year to celebrate the Academy Games ending. So I guess everyone's attention must have been distracted. Some people broke into the museum. They don't know how many people. They disabled the security systems and they killed the guard, which was really scary. I was at the ball, actually, and we all had to be questioned by the police. That was really scary.
Now, why can the people of Earth help?
OK, so the cube has some sort of electromagnetic field or something that it gives out. Anyway, I know there's a special way that the guys at the academy can trace it and find out where it is, wherever it is. So they thought that they'd just be able to follow this trace or whatever and find out where it was. But it turned out, when they followed the trace, that the cube wasn't anywhere in Perplex City. That's the city where I come from. It's not anywhere in our world. It turns out that it's been taken over to Earth. So basically we're hoping that if you all get involved, you'll help us to find it, wherever it might be.
Well, representatives of Perplex City have met some of the game's players in Abbey Road, London, haven't they? What actually happened?
That looked like it was so much fun. What happened was, obviously we can't come over from Perplex City to Earth, but we're working with a company, Mind Candy, on Earth, who set up a little treasure trail to introduce some of the people who are looking for the cube already to us and our world.
Well, look, you've seen photographs of our world. Is it very different from yours?
Yeah, we find you really fascinating. The breadth of your culture is amazing. The history, the art, the music, and there's kind of a cult in knowing the names of the ancient Earth scientists and this sort of thing. There's a Department of Earth Studies at the Academy which specifically studies you guys, and we get a lot of replica Earth artifacts in our shops. I'd love to be able to visit Earth.
Scarlett, if anyone's listening who's interested in helping find this cube, how can they actually do so?
There's loads you can do. Probably the best place to start is www.perplexcity.com, which will lead you into a whole lot of websites about us. My dad has set up a whole game, which will help you to find out more about us. The idea is that if you find out a lot about our world by playing this game, then hopefully you'll be able to see something that we can't see and be able to work out who took the cube. We don't know who took it, but I guess 6 billion heads should be better than one. So, to get involved, you should check out this game. There are cards you can buy which have puzzles on them to get you started. I did say that we were into puzzles, didn't I? And if you check out firebox.com, you can order some. And come and have a look at my blog, which is www.thescarletkite.com.
Hey, there's a huge reward for whoever finds the cube, isn't there?
Yes, there is. My dad is offering a reward of £100,000 for whoever finds it. That's about 2 million lex, which is the currency over here. That £100,000 will be just for finding the cube and keeping it safe, because we haven't worked out how we get the cube back from you guys. But as long as it's in safe hands, we'll feel happier.
Now, do you have any message for those people who already are searching?
Absolutely. We love you. Please keep on looking. Keep on trying to help us. We're all just so pleased you're on the case, and I know you're going to find it.
Thanks, Scarlett. That's Scarlett Kiteway, a resident of Perplex City, and editor of thescarlettkite.com. This is TalkSport, 1089, 1053, and Mike Mendoza. Back after the break.
The TalkSport Singles Connection is an interactive dating service which could bring you together with a local compatible partner in as little as 48 hours. Call now on 0871 220 0004 and find out how. It's easy, it's confidential, and it works. The TalkSport Singles Connection. 0871 220 0004. Because life's too short.
Calls charged at national rates.
The Lions are coming to New Zealand, live and exclusive on Sky Sports. To join in, go to sky.com.
Hi, fancy some flirty texting? Hundreds of adults just like you are waiting to chat and have adult fun. Grab your mobile and text CHAT to 69977. Girls and guys from around the UK are texting now. So if you're bored, alone, or just want to have some one-on-one adult fun, text CHAT to 69977 now.
Over 18s only. Service provided by FTEX. Customer services, call 08707 50 52 54. Messages cost up to £1.50. Standard network rates apply.
The TalkSport Singles Connection is provided by People to People. Calls cost up to 75p per minute at all times from a BT landline. A long call may be involved. For customer services, call 08705 225 000.
On 1089 and 1053 AM, the UK's number one commercial radio station is TalkSport.
Got the news coming up at 4. When I come back, I'll be talking to Michael Van Stratton. Quickly read a couple of emails. It says, Mike, keep on talking about eBay. Fascinating. My computer's away at the moment and I miss it. Teeth, ugh. That's Tina in South Stirling. And Adam says, hi, Mike, I've got to tell you, you've got me in stitches just through your mannerisms and style of your show and the way you take the pee out half asleep, drunk, or just plain dopey callers. I'm only 18, staying up tonight to make sure my parents catch the early morning flight. They got to Italy. Well done to the French people for not wanting the euro. As for eBay, they're all just geeky Dell boys who haven't a clue about the value of money. Love the false teeth story, though. Thank you. That's from Adam. Adam, make sure you get your parents up in time for Italy. Dear Mike, Stuart is a ring piece with the most annoying voice ever. That's from Stevie the Trucker. That's a nice thing to say, isn't it? I got the news. I'll be back with Michael after this.
On 1089 and 1053 AM, Sky Digital Channel 858 and Freeview Channel 94. On the hour news from the UK's biggest commercial radio station, Talk Sport. From the Sky.